My name is Deborah Frontak, and I'll be singing Mon cœur s'ouvre ta Mon cœur s'ouvre ta voix. It's from Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns.
Thank you. A very lovely performance and real pretty. What would you as an audience want her to do more or better or something? What can you think of? Is there something frustrating or something, you know, if you had paid $50 to hear her sing, what would you be expecting of her, you know? We're going to raise the bar a little bit, okay? What does the audience want from you? Anybody?
I don't.
Okay. It's a little reserved, isn't it?
Yeah.
The performance is somewhat reserved,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough.
It is. I felt that too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that would you think that she could do easily? That why doesn't she give me that, you know? Give me what?
Passion.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
feeling. Sound. Energy, things, words like that come to mind, don't they? A little more involvement, maybe?
Movement.
Yeah. So that you've taken it, now you know your aria, you know how to sing beautifully, now you're ready for the next step, right? You're ready to give them what they want.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm so mean. Okay. But this is the next level. This is where you go next, you know, after you kind of checked off some of these basic issues like, am I singing in tune, and is diction okay, and I'm standing up straight, and everything's fine, okay, now what? There's more. There's lots more. Let's see, you know, I just gave you a few buzzwords. Let's just start that second verse again, okay, and see how many of those more factors you can give to these people out here who have paid a lot of money, and they're waiting to be wowed, okay? They want you to take them away, okay? See how would you what can you give these people? Okay. And you need to create with him, where am I going with this?
Okay.
So when you want to speed up, don't be waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
Go and know he's going to come with you.
I know he will. I got to get, yeah, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so shy.
Oh, my God. That is just so not me, but.
What the hell?
Tell her.
Oh, that's just not her.
No?
No?
Except when you're singing, right?
I just freak, you know, I just kind of like, I get nervous to just let it out there.
Pretend you're at the birthday party of your best friend, it's 3:00 in the morning and you've been drinking all night,
okay.
Right? Party girl, here we go. Give it to him, okay? Come on.
What'd you say? That's what I did last night?
Well, that was two nights ago.
That's what I'm talking about. You've got to be interesting up here.
Okay.
You know, okay? Be interesting. Party girl.
Okay, from where?
Second verse.
brise légère.
Do a gesture, do a gesture. Come on. There you go.
Ainsi frémit mon cœur et dans ses consonnés à ta voix qui me chère.
Chickened out and did the.
Ah, that one?
Yeah.
You chickened out?
See, that's why I knew she did, that's why I make her do it again. Do that last time.
Play it for me, because now I'll get the other one in my ear. Okay. All right.
You know how you do those? You get rid of this.
Yeah.
You step away from the piano. And you take one of those big, huge breaths. Dental work in the back there. That's what you do. You don't want to frustrate your audience by holding back. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go overboard and lose control either. But the truth is somewhere a little further than you thought. Do you know what I mean? A little bit further than you thought. Okay? Mm-hmm. So. And feel that adrenaline in the bridge of your nose. Be a fighter. Ah, okay? Here we go. Okay, that's what high notes are.
Sans son. Sans son.
Champagne fizzies or something. You know, that's what high notes feel like. Mm-hmm. They're really exhilarating. And if you know you can, you know, you can repeat that. You know, it's always there because you put a little thumbtack on there. And you know, when I go back to that very place, it's still there where I left it the last time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is no reason why a high note works once and then it doesn't work anymore. Why is that? I don't know. There is no reason. It's here, right? It's a mental block, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and you think, well, I could do it an hour ago, but I can't do it anymore. So why not? Why shouldn't you be able to do it right? You want to do it again?
Sure.
It's like, you know, want to see the fastest draw in the West? Want to see it again? You know? Same thing. I mean, you can every time. It works every time. It follows the same physical laws. It works every time. Every time. Try it again. Fundraisers and the ceiling is about here, you know, yeah. In the room, and you're going, ja-cha-cha, it still works. You just ignore the ceiling, because the ceiling is here, it's here, it's in the concert hall in your brain, it's there. It'll always work for you, trust me, it will. You don't need to leave it out anymore.
Okay,
so, you know, it's like those faith healers, you know, ah,
boom, you have high notes.
No, I didn't give you anything. You gave them to yourself.
Okay.
No, I'm just convincing you.
Okay, I believe it.
Yeah. But it didn't work both times. Just as good the first time, second time, you know. Flip it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that gives you confidence to know it works. Every time. Okay? So there's no reason to have a plan B. You know. Well, I'll sing it this way around if it doesn't work that way. And then pretty soon you can't do any of them very well. Okay? No plan B. You know, it's just like the Queen of the Night. There's no plan B. It's just written that way. There's no plan B. Okay?
Yeah.
Very good. I love your singing.
Thank you.